Ladies, how we doing out there?
Can I get a venti blowjob?
With a reach around?
Hello.
The titties to a mom?
She got some nice ass toes. You don't hear me say that. I wonder what his palm would say.
I don't know. It's in the parking lot.
It's okay once you get your titties in
one. I mean, I thought we're on that level. Your mom is damn on that.
Weekend Superheroes Podcast.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to your Weekend Superheroes Podcast, episode 3. Hopefully after this one we'll be able to push it out, and guys will be able to listen to us on pretty much everything.
Push it real good.
Everything we can, anyway. So, without further ado, let me just do a quick introduction of the characters. To my left, we have Darius. Darius is...
Hey.
He's here to do what? What are you here for?
I'm here to talk about all the great activities that go on a weekend and some.
Oh, maybe we don't want to hear about all of them. Straight ahead of me, we have Pat. Pat, how are you feeling today, buddy?
I'm just here for the chocolate-covered pretzels.
They're not even Sarah's. Why would you even bother?
Listen, I'm a beggar. I can't be a chooser.
Fair enough. Steve, to my right, how are you feeling today, buddy?
You know what? I feel a lot better than last time we did this, so I'm going to have a more enthusiastic reaction to you.
What was wrong with last time?
I don't know. You introduced me, and I was like, hey.
Wait, that's not how you normally say hey?
Yeah. I mean, that's like creepy way. I'm like, hey.
We just assume you were a miserable human being just right out the
gate. Most of the time.
Oh, well. It's nice we could change that.
Yeah.
So let me start off. I usually ask some weird questions, so I'm going to start off. Darius, let's do a Mary fuck kill. Here's your three. Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, or Jessica Rabbit?
I'm noticing a theme.
I think I would marry...
They're all women. They're all women.
So I would marry Jessica Alba, I'd fuck Jessica Biel, and I'd kill...
So you'd erase Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. I'm just going to wipe her out. Sorry. Was she an option?
Well, what do they use? The dip. Remember? The movie?
Yeah,
the dip.
Yeah. Dip.
Did that movie scare that
Which is
shit?
Weird because I love
it. Dude, it did. The judge, Judge Doom, was a creepy character.
Judge Doom played by?
It was, it's Doc Brown. What's
Christopher
his name?
Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd,
yeah.
Come on.
I thought it was Alfonso Ribeiro.
His eyes bolted out of his face when he was getting steamrolled.
His voice got real high.
Yeah, no, I've had nightmares about that. Pat, Mary fuck kill. Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Or R2-D2.
Let's see. I don't think I can marry R2 because he's a robot. He'll live forever.
Yeah, he'll help you out, too. Like,
and what, you're going to live, what,
shit?
Three more years?
No, but I want to fuck him because I've never fucked a robot before.
You
want
to fuck him or do you want to marry him, Pat? Make up your mind.
I said I couldn't marry him, Sean.
Oh, couldn't.
I thought you said not. Yeah.
That's a contraction. It means could not.
Oh, I see. I don't get that.
Okay.
Robert De Niro, I'd probably marry him because he'll be dead soon, and I would kill Adam Sandler.
You'd get all his money, too.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
I think we'd all like to
all
kill
that
Adam
movie
Sandler,
money.
Wouldn't we?
I agree with killing Sandler, though.
Yeah. Well, Steve, how about yourself? Your three are a dragon, a tub of Nutella,
okay,
and everyone named Paul.
Okay, I would fuck a tub of Nutella. I
mean, haven't we all?
I'd
marry a dragon because that would be cool as shit.
Okay.
You could fly around on it, do whatever you want. You don't have to give it anything.
Wow, so you're going to marry it just to use it.
Yeah.
I'd like to think
what other reason is there to get married? And obviously, I would kill everyone named Paul.
Man, did we just learn a lot about Steve right there?
And he's single, right?
For all the Pauls out there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Recent events may have had an impact.
Oh, recent events.
Ooh.
Hey. Guys, we're sitting here. Actually, 3/4 of us are recovering from a most recent bachelor party. Darius, how'd you fare on that bachelor party? How you feeling?
Oh, I felt it was a great time. I definitely drank a lot of beer and made a couple bad mistakes, whatever, on my bank account.
Pat, how you feeling after the bachelor party?
I'm just starting to dry out. Well, I was until a couple hours ago. I've been sleeping for about 3 days.
Nice.
And from what I've been told, I had a great time this weekend.
Fantastic. And Steve, how did you do on the... Oh, yeah, that's right. You pushed out completely.
I didn't quite make it.
Is that the recent event that has him so sad?
It is.
Also, bubble guts. I have a feeling that was...
Bubble guts.
It was also a big issue.
Not a good time.
Well, guys, we're going to move on. But we need to talk. We didn't talk about the last few podcasts because I feel like if we do that, people want to go back and jump into it. So the first one we talked about being single and unmarried in your 30s. I think we're also cool about that. But you know what I forgot to tell was a fantastic story, actually. It was like the only time that Darius and I got kind of deep. And we were sitting at this local bar we usually go to, and I remember we were sitting there, and people were leaving. And I just talked to him, and I said, Darius, do you feel as if at this time in your life that you sort of you missed the bus, you missed the train on getting married and having kids, and you just you wish you can go back and change something? And he looked at me, and I'll never forget what he said to me. He looked at me straight in the eye, and he said, yeah.
Straight up. That's a solid answer.
Just straight up, just feeling
it. To be fair, he was actually answering the question you asked him 3 hours before that and said, do you want cheese sticks?
He had time, you know, he thought about it, and he was just like the whole time you could see, he was looking off into nothing. He was just like, yeah.
It was so deep.
Yeah, I would tear up Taco Bell.
Do you remember that, by the way? Do you remember that at all?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that was episode one, and then we moved on to episode two, and we talked about, mannequin sex dolls. You guys remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
Refresh my memory.
I actually have to bring it up because I don't want it to happen again. Otherwise, we're just talking about inside jokes. But I did want to bring up this. There was a very heartwarming story that I read, and you guys all jumped at me when I literally said the word devil's advocate, and you still all thought that I had sex with a mannequin.
I still do.
But there, just recently, this Japanese man told a story of how he fell in love with his sex doll.
I fell in love with the sex doll.
I don't think that was the
thing. T-Pain.
No, it's the Japanese version. It's fine.
Yeah. But this was the quote, okay? She never betrays, Nakajima said. I'm tired of modern, rational humans. They are heartless. The married father of two bathes the doll, that's what it says, who is named Sayori, takes her shopping and sleeps next to her every night. The her is in quotes.
Hmm. What does his wife say about this?
I don't know. He just says, for me, she is more than a doll. They first shacked
She's an action figure.
They first shacked up 6 years ago. Not a silicone rubber. She needs much help, but is still my perfect partner who shares precious moments with me and enriches my life.
Yeah, because she doesn't talk back to him ever.
Does she have both arms?
At first, he just used her for sex. Can you believe that?
Don't we all?
I know. What a jerk. While he lived away from his wife, but the relationship soon blossomed into a full-blown rubber romance. So maybe you guys are off the boat. Maybe you have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe you should jump on this train right now, Darius. Can we get you a blow-up sex doll? Would you have sex with it on the podcast?
How much would you pay me?
So there's a number.
One bag of chocolate-covered pretzels.
When
someone asks how much you're going to pay me, there is a number that he how has set.
Everyone has a price.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
$10
Everyone has a
pump.
Price, million-dollar man.
So 20 bucks?
Yeah.
And then we moved on to hangover cures, actually. Do you guys remember the hangover cures?
The prairie oyster.
The prairie oyster, when Darius may have... taking a little sip of it.
I still have nightmares about that thing.
Right, and I sucked it down. Mm-hmm. I should hear probably play a clip of how you guys reacted whenever I took it because it sounded terrible. It sounded worse than when I actually took the damn thing.
Well, you were drunk.
I just got it on the tip of my tongue, to be honest.
So I don't know if it was that or the 15 beers we had before it, but I was shitting this type of green that even Mr. Crayola would have flipped out.
Fine,
of.
But were you hungover?
It's a new color.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wrap that up and let's draw something
green
with
shits.
It. It was ridiculous.
Were you hungover, though?
That's like bleeding on Mary with children.
So not only is it a cure, it's preventative.
It's a preemptive strike. All right, guys. It's time to move on.
Like when Eric lowered the garage door.
It's time to get this podcast started. And I'm going to start it off, again, like I've done with the other ones, with the top five, I think there's five here, funny podcast names. Once again, just moving around. I'm not endorsing, but
I think these guys are
pretty funny. Yeah. All right. So number one, fuck you. We like the Bengals.
Fuck them. The Bengals suck.
Oh, the Bengals do suck.
Well, hold on. Do they mean the football team or the '80s girl band?
Because
I've been known to walk like an Egyptian.
Thank you for aging yourself.
What
right
Yeah. You know what? I'm with Pat on that. If it's the Bengals, the band. Okay.
All right.
I get it.
Taking us back.
But
there.
If it's the football team, as somebody from Pittsburgh,
right.
Fuck the Bengals.
Yeah, sure.
They have Scott Farkas as their quarterback, by the way.
He had yellow eyes. Yellow so eyes, help me God, right? Yellow eyes.
Number two. 2.5 vaginas.
I didn't know that was even possible.
Right. Is Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner the other person?
So I know I always say that I never listened to him, but I had to listen to this one. And I didn't listen to the first one. The second one mentioned that there are two women. One of them was a comedy writer for actually a pretty awesome show. But they said that there is a half vagina, and you'd have to listen to the rest of the podcast to figure out what it is.
So you listened.
You're going to, aren't you?
Subscriber.
I gotta find out now, right?
Yeah,
What's the half?
Wait, we should go with a cool gimmick like that.
2.5 penises? Oh, well, we know you'd be the half penis, Pat.
Wow, thanks for spotting me the extra quarter.
Number three, bitch sprinkles.
Bitch sprinkles.
Yeah.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
It's my AIM screen name. Hit me up.
Bitch sprinkles.
Oh, don't steal my jokes.
No, it was XX bitch sprinkles 69 XX.
Number four. I didn't listen to this one, but it's poetry as fuck.
I mean, I could see that.
Somebody that really got their rhymes right.
Is that like slam poetry?
Maybe.
Hey, man. Like some shit like that.
Easy, oh, Mike Myers. Harriet. Harry.
Steve might have listened to it.
And last but not least, number five probably. This is one of my favorites. Adventures with My Penis podcast.
I really want to listen to that.
So what do you think they talk about? Because
I want to hear, like, I'm interested to see what this guy does on the weekends that he has to tell you about the adventures of his dick.
Is it going to be just his weekends, though?
Can you guys tell me an adventure you've had with your penis recently?
No, I was at a bachelor party. We don't talk about that.
It made it into my hand.
Oh,
wow.
But just to pee, right?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Well, the guy's name is Ben Clark. Actually,
and he uses his real name on that shit, huh?
I know. I'm
good for him.
I'm not going to say I'm endorsing, but this will eventually be an endorsement because I got to talk about this guy. He's got a small business on the side.
Oh, thanks for saying business.
He's got 2.5 adventures with his penis. And he has this male enhancement device.
Of course he does.
All right. Yeah. Right. And
is it a pill or?
Well, that's what everyone thinks it would be, right? Ron Jeremy has got the pill. Everyone's got these male enhancement pills. This is not a pill. This is called the, and I'm quoting here, male hanger. It's M-A-L-E hanger, and it is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. For those of you out there with a small penis that think this might actually work for you once in your life, try it. And then come on this podcast and tell me about it, because I think this is insanity. Bringe just thinking about it. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little clip for you now, and we're going to have Darius just describe what he's doing in that video as you play it. This is
so hold on. Is this product for guys whose mannequins think they're too small down there?
This is Ben Clark talking about his male enhancement device, the male hanger. Take it away.
With a cloth over wrap like this, imagining my fingers are my penis here.
Why does he have a penis? I
follow it up with a piece of self-adhesive sports wrap like this. And, of course, I demonstrate how to do this in much more detail.
So he wrapped it around three of his fingers.
You can get to through links on my website.
I don't even think he needs the product anymore.
Look above this video on my website. In fact, you'll see a link to click on my support forum. And under support, start here, you'll find the full how-to guide.
By the tone of his voice, I wonder if this guy even gets laid.
Step instructions, pictures, and videos that clarify the process of using male hanger.
Is that an Ogbesian?
He's opening the wing nut.
This is a new hanger, so it needs to break in a little bit.
Put a rubber band around it and put it under your bed.
Is this his first time using this one?
Top to top.
Got to break it in a little.
And
the other one has schmutz on it.
Based on your size, which I also cover in the
I think they have a bigger one for black people.
It's not an extra medium.
You're ready to apply your weight plate.
Oh, you put a weight on this?
25.
No!
Fuck.
No!
Whatnot,
I'm out.
Attach it to this hook here.
Is this BYOW?
I cover weight progression.
It's BYOP.
Techniques. In my how-to guide as well. And
how much weight do you think yours could hold?
How long do you leave it on there?
$49.99.
I can only do 2 to 3
$50 bucks for this thing?
The value
$50.
The mail hanger brings.
Value.
Unlike some of the other devices out there that only give temporary
$50
results.
For this homemade cock ring.
Yeah, unlike that other device.
That's
the same fucking thing.
Right.
Hey.
How do you know, Pat?
Hey, would you?
I've done it.
Hey, would you go to your local community hardware store, go to the counter, and ask for a cock ring?
20 to 60 minutes a day based on what's convenient.
No, 60. I'm not hanging weights off my dick for even 5 minutes a day.
Every day.
No, listen.
20 to 60
minutes. I don't
minutes.
Lift weights for anything, let alone my dick.
I'm just saying, well, there's got to be a better way, right?
My inbox is full of better ways than that.
I get at least 4 emails a day with male enhancement products. Yeah. I mean, I'm not buying that value for $50.
Would you ever actually consider one?
No, I don't give a shit.
The product doesn't even come with a weight.
It's got to come with a weight, right? No.
How much is shipping and handling?
It covers the whole thing.
That. Oh, the handling's a lot.
Guys, we're going to move on to a segment we like to call In the News.
In the News.
In the News. Swindon police were called to a furniture store after getting calls of a man shouting and disturbing customers in the parking lot. Oh, the parking lot.
Was there a
mannequin in the parking lot?
When officers arrived, Joshua Hare was naked and put up a struggle before he was taken into custody and taken to the hospital. When in custody, a baggie containing white powder emerged.
White power? Wow. I don't even put that in a baggie.
Hey, it's the Grand Wizard, everybody.
So was it just a bag full of swastikas, or what was the deal?
Emerged wearing a hood with two holes cut out of it.
Hey, all this shit right in front of Darius, huh?
No chill in this
white podcast. Power, the hood. That's totally cool.
Oh, God.
Darius, I apologize.
Yeah. I'm sorry I drink so much, Darius. Shit. Oh, God. White powder began to emerge from his blank, according to the Salisbury Journal. There obviously is a word there, and I'd like you guys to guess what that could possibly be. Once again, in custody, a baggie containing white power.
Freud was right.
Emerged from his blank. Darius, what do you think it was?
Powder.
If anybody guesses it, I'll drink five. I'll drink for 5 seconds over here.
Probably.
Butthole?
Too obvious. I'm going to go with his nostril.
Nostril? Coming to you, Steve?
The white powder came from the missing arm on his mannequin.
While in custody, a baggie containing white powder emerged from his foreskin.
Oh, no.
I know. Of all the places to hide drugs.
That's why I don't have one.
That's going to absorb right into his system.
Well, we know he wasn't Jewish. That's insane.
Shalom.
All right.
White power.
You can't have this many shots and expect to read. I'm doing my best, guys. Give me a chance here. Moving on. In the news, a man in Dayton, Ohio is facing indecency charges after a witness reported seeing him attempt to have sex with the front grill of a van parked in the street.
Was it the radiator?
It was the intake.
It was the grill. He was all up in that grill. Officers responding to a call Tuesday evening found a suspect, 35-year-old Michael Henson, wearing only a pair of black shorts and black shoes, according to
Black Power.
Hey, at least he matched.
Which cited a police report. Okay, Henson was taken into custody.
Custody.
Oh my.
That's a real word salad you're reading over there.
This is a game in and of itself, just trying to get these words out.
And you would do a bigger font next time.
And put in the back of a squad car. While officers spoke to a female witness on the side of the road. When the suspect passed out in the front yard near the van, the woman called the police. Okay, Henson woke up and was walking around.
Wow, typical man, falling asleep right after.
Walking around before police came to the scene, according to Dayton Daily News. Officer who questioned the man said he appeared to be intoxicated.
No
way. Gotta buy it.
All right. Police contacted the owner of the van. who allegedly said he was unaware of any incident.
Oh, no, he knows they have history.
He knows about the customy.
Oh, God damn.
The customy.
I thought they had dual customy.
Henson was booked on public indecency charges. What is it with these news stories? Every single time we do this, oh, wait, it's me, isn't it?
I was going to say, you're the one that looks them up. I want to know what sites you subscribe to get these stories every week.
Lord, the guy was fucking a fan. A van, of all things.
But fucking hold on, hold on.
I've seen some pretty good looking vans out
right.
there.
Did he take the van to dinner first? Or he took it to a steakhouse. Van got peed on, got a little turned on.
Cool down the grill a little bit. Good thing he didn't do it to the van from behind.
Did right? the lights turn on when he finished?
Then he'd be exhausted.
Listen, customy.
Did you see what I did there?
Cut it out.
Yeah, no, I got your puns. I got your pun that you, yeah.
Listen, you can only do puns when you read one news story right.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be nice? Seriously, guys, what is this? We've talked about feet, mannequins, now cars?
You think he was trying to make it a family van?
I could fit four in there.
He's like, hurry, honey, while the kids are asleep.
And you broke Steve.
He put on Finding Nemo on the entertainment system and then went up front and, you know, did his thing.
I think he was trying to make four little cars.
When he's done, a car seat pops up in the middle.
Oh, my God. And that, guys, is in the news. Now, let's move on to our main topic. I'm going to talk about Craigslist.
Oh, does anyone know who Craig is, by the way?
When I looked it up.
Who actually made Craigslist?
At what point was Craig, whoever Craig is, like, you know what? I'm just going to make a list of shit. Of anything, you know, people are selling, people are looking for shit, anything.
A van for people to fuck.
Yeah. Anything on the internet. They're looking for mannequins without their arms, whatever, you know.
I mean, it's genius, though. Think about it.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's very simple, too. Like, there's barely any code to it at all.
I could have coded that in my high school web programming class.
Right. Right.
And it's now, just text and pictures. That's all it is, and pictures.
And he actually makes a lot of money doing this. Yeah. Enough to donate almost $1 million to charity. Almost every year.
And it started out only in like a few cities, but now I feel like it's like everywhere
it's
now.
It's everywhere. I've seen it everywhere. In the U.S. anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Actually, guys, here's some stats. Average 50 billion page views a month. This is in 2015.
And that was over a year ago. Wow.
Yeah. supports 13 languages. You've seen them all at the main page there. 80 million posted classified ads a month.
Holy shit.
That's insane.
And 1 million job listings a month.
That's crazy.
This is 2015.
I told you last time that I was unemployed, and now you're telling me about the job listings? What the fuck?
Speaking of employed, can you just take a swing of how many employees they have? Anybody want to just take a guess?
6.
40.
Wow.
They have 40 employees in the whole damn thing, 2015.
Wow. I bet none of them make any money.
Oh, no. I'm sure.
Minimum wage.
Except for Craig.
Yeah. Selfish Craig, motherfucker. Yeah.
The server's got to be getting busy.
Yeah, oh, sure like it has to be, like for anyone that watches Silicon Valley, like whenever they show them where the box is going to go, that's like that whole server farm, that's Craigslist.
Actually, no, I mean, it really doesn't need to
it's
be that big.
It's just
text and images.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's really
and
not
they're not even
full-size
images. There's like little thumbnail. Yeah.
I mean, think about Facebook. That was just that free PHP in MySQL.
Are we nerding out too much right now?
Yeah,
we're totally nerding out.
Too far there.
You're right, Pat. Thank you for bringing
I'll reel this in.
Brought it back in.
I'll take you guys into custody.
Let's talk about white power. God. Let's talk about something that no one's really...
Well, it took three episodes to get to the real gist of this podcast.
That's great. The first episode, we were racist. Last episode, we were sexist. Now we're back to being racist. So
guess what's going
to
happen next
on
one.
A rebound.
Back to racist again. I just love racism
racist,
so much.
Racist
no matter.
Sexism.
So what? So this is what came up
for
with
February.
This is going to be the top something Craigslist ads, things that people have sold.
You know you can number those, right?
I just never remember. Steve, we're going to need something for this. By the way, Steve is the one who's responsible for all those little jingles in between the
They're not
the
that hard to make. Going to Apple Music.
Hey, don't sell yourself.
It took him here and there. Minutes.
Put our credit on there.
Here we go.
So this is going to be the top something Craigslist ads. And once again, there's so many out there. And if you have one, post in the comments. Throw it in there, and we'll talk about it in the next one.
But just a list of top things that you don't even have numbered right, that you want read off.
Top something. Okay. Number one.
Oh, so now they're numbered.
Oh. We're starting with the number one, or are we starting with number five and going to number one?
Or just number whatever. How many?
In no particular order.
Number one.
Guys, podcasting is hard.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a microphone warrior over here.
Number something.
There you go.
In all caps, antique, followed by hand crank women's vibrating dildo. Antique hand crank.
You did it so well the first time,
I
too.
Because I did it slow. Women's vibrating dildo. It says, amazing condition for being over 70 years old, but still works great.
It's a hand cranked?
Was my grandma's.
Oh.
Passed down to... Was my great grandmother? Excuse me. Passed down to my grandma's and then to my mother.
So they've all used this.
My wife was not interested in it.
I can't imagine why.
So I need to sell it ASAP.
Maybe Great Game Game really was a whore.
So it's been passed down through generations. How many vaginas has this dildo been used
in? At least three.
How many cranks did that go through?
Yeah. Well,
like, can the woman do it herself, or she need a helper? Like, does a servant come in and
wind it up a little? You know,
pop goes the dildo.
When that finally comes out, it's a surprise orgasm. I mean,
like, if it's that old, like, are they going to get splinters from it?
All right. Number whatever. Stickler for everything I've ever said, Pat.
I just like making you feel bad about yourself.
Belly button lint. Huh? I'd like you to see this guy's face. I know you can't see. This is radio, but this is somebody described.
He's not telling.
He looks like a guy that looks like Adam. Would sell belly button lint.
Is that the guy
from he does.
Episode 1.1.
And he's holding three sort of Tupperware long Tupperware jars full of what I can only imagine is his own belly button lint. He says, I have a collection of belly button lint. Will trade for muscle car, Harley, rifles, gold coins work also.
Well, you can only trade something that manly for other manly things.
Yeah, right.
No,
I'm surprised he didn't have guns with him belly button lint.
We'll also accept grizzly bear in trade.
Number 362. Dresser for sale, possessed by my ex-girlfriend.
How much for that soul?
So I got to tell you, this isn't. I read this already. This is not a possession of any kind. This is a man scorned.
Oh, then read it.
Scorned.
Yeah, I'll read it. I'm excited for this.
I hope you mess it up.
I am selling the dresser that my ex left behind when we split. Like in our relationship, she felt it wasn't an obligation of hers to move anything along.
Wow.
In our union, or move anything out when she left. The dresser has 9 drawers for hiding even everything from the largest load of bullshit to the smallest of emotion.
I'm going to cry.
I know.
I do not want that dresser.
All right, hold on.
So much baggage attached to that dresser.
Hold on. If you're listening to this podcast and that's your Craigslist ad, post in the comments, I want to buy you a beer.
Oh, please. Yes. Come on the podcast.
Yes, please.
I will buy your dresser and we can have it here while we talk. It's awesome. It's made mostly of solid wood, mirror and drawer faces.
And broken
mostly.
Dreams.
It's very sturdy and very heavy. Again, like my ex, but with less pulp.
I love this guy. I want to meet him.
He probably sat around drinking like we do and then wrote this. This is great.
I believe it is made out of oak and not self-loathing, loathing, and hatred.
Speaking of self-loathing, how do you feel about your reading skills
right
now?
Stop it! It had a huge trifold mirror that was perfect for each of her faces.
Oh, wow.
This dude is just hammering her.
He's off the cuff. Very few bumps. I was afraid where this was going. His dresser's a real keeper and just needs a little TLC, not years of therapy or daddy's approval.
I want to meet this guy.
I like him.
He's perfect.
I like him too.
Here.
He's great.
Like, I feel bad for him, but I like him.
Yeah.
No reason to create an illusion of bad childhood because this dresser is willing to provide a purpose for a family. Storing clothes with no emotional baggie or snack cakes.
Wow.
Wait, so there's not snack cakes?
He was. we'll buy. If they what? You buy the dresser, I'll buy the snack cakes.
All right, I'm in.
We'll get this guy on the podcast. This guy, amazing.
Wait, no. If he's not providing snack cakes, I'm not buying the dresser.
Yeah. That's a deal
I want
breaker.
A snack cake yeah, right now. That's
hell yeah, it'd be cheesy poofs.
Coffee table of the gods.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
That's pretty insane, huh? I won't go into this deep. It says a coffee table is perfect for someone with a cocaine habit or shooting a porno movie.
Can't you have both? I feel like they go pretty well together.
And or is what they should have came up with. It says qualities of the table. Ready? Carpeted.
Well, otherwise, how are you going to shoot the porno on it? You'd be slipping all over the place.
Wait, the table is carpeted?
Qualities of the table. The first one is carpeted. Mirrored.
Okay.
Wait,
yeah,
I feel like those two things are mutually exclusive.
You need a mirror.
Number three is
a mirror.
The mother truckin' spins. Don't know what that
what
means.
What the hell?
I guess you mean like you're saying the motherfucker just spin, like the thing spins around. I guess it's what it
is. I'm in.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm confused, but I'm in.
Doesn't have any weird splotches under black lights. So I mean,
okay.
So they haven't used it for a porn yet.
If that isn't a plus, I mean, what is? That's insanity. The last thing I'm going to read is the price of the table is a firm $7.83. Four cans of Chef Boyardee ravioli and a framed photo of Betty White.
That's it.
I fucking love this guy.
You know what?
I'm in.
Let's buy it.
Let's buy it.
I like the asking price, but you're asking for a picture of Betty White. That's too much for me.
I just feel like you could find all that stuff in this apartment right now.
Probably could.
Yeah. If you looked hard enough. All right, we got the last three here. How about this? Haunted 1960s coffee grinder.
Is it manual too, like the dildo?
No. I don't think so. It says it's free. They're giving it away for free. They said there's three bad problems with it. The finest setting is still pretty coarse, but if you use a French press, you're in hipster coffee heaven. And number two, it's fucking haunted. The thing's haunted.
So there's ghosts in it.
It's too long to read, but they said that they would wake up and it would be in a different area. His girlfriend won't let him keep it. And then he said, like, he threw it away. And then he woke up and it came back and it was right there on the fucking the counter again.
It's his girlfriend just fucking with him.
Yeah, he's
because
he's
they were going to break up, but, you know, she wanted to freak him out so he'd have her stay for safety.
You think this is the guy with the drawer?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
The dresser guy's back. Damn genius. Guys, we're going to finish out the last one. Butt pumpkin. I'm not joking. There's a picture here, and you don't even need to understand it if you're listening to it on the way to work or whatever. It is a picture of a pumpkin that looks just like an ass.
I feel like they missed an opportunity to call it a bumpkin.
Yeah.
Well, you're one letter away from something that happened to Darius this weekend. So
listen, we said we wouldn't talk about
that. Right, yeah,
we're not talking about the weekend. We're not going to go into details here.
We wouldn't drag that other guy's name through the mud.
It's they're also giving it away for free. First come, first serve. Due to a high demand, we will no longer be taking calls.
What about checks?
They're not talking the butt pumpkin hotline anymore.
they're just done.
Listen, they have lives.
They have daily things they got to do also.
Only because I'm really good at numbering things, there is one last one. This is the Shrunken Pet Head Amulet. Have the love of your life by your heart forever. I will shrink your pet's head to the size of an amulet. You can then wear it on a chain or a leather strip and have them by your heart forever. I can give you more details, just ask. Freeze the head for later, or I can do it with a freshly removed head. Final results vary depending on the size of the pet's hair length as well. $100.
$100 seems like a good deal.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a pet, or can we just shrink your head, Pat?
I don't know. It's a pretty big head, but my hair length isn't very long, so probably okay there.
I'm getting it for $50 even. That's great.
That is a super creepy ad.
You know?
But I feel like for Craigslist, that's probably like the tip of the iceberg.
What about taxidermy? Who's cool with that? I don't like that at all.
You know,
stuff? How long before they start stuffing people?
You know what? Like, if you
They're called mummies.
So we're sticking with the Craigslist ordeal. So what we're gonna do is move on to something called misconnections. Does anyone know what those are in Craigslist?
That is probably one of my favorite things to read.
Steve, what is it?
It's one of those things. So like, if you're out, you're walking down the street, you see somebody that you think is good looking, you go on Craigslist, you know, whatever local you are, you post like, you know, man looking for woman, whatever age, like your location. You say like, you and I were walking down the street, we locked eyes, you smiled, I also smiled.
Do they all sound like that?
I mean, that's how you have to read it, because that's, if it's a guy posting it, they're talking that creepy. All
right, so how do the titles go? The titles go, what? It's like title and then something else.
It's like a title that says, girl peeing in the woods, man for woman, so it's a guy looking for a chick that was peeing in the woods, 23 and Sioux City. Hey, you were peeing in the woods by the West Side Goodwill last night. Want to go bowling sometime? Come on, man. You're this chick peeing. You can't ask her to go bowling.
So is this like when you're trying to stalk somebody, but you were too busy to follow them?
Well, it's more like you're too much of a pussy to say anything to the person. Or it was like something that happened real quick.
But like if you're too pussy to go talk to them, like, what are you going to do if they respond to your ad?
Yeah, like, oh, shit. Hey, I saw you peeing in the woods.
Well, I liked what I saw.
I mean, I liked your stream. It was
very, very confident. Yeah.
How many men or women are just going to be like, oh, I was peeing in the woods and I saw this guy. Fuck, he's probably on Craigslist. He's looking for me right now.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for. That's insanity.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you were fantastic at that. Why don't you do the next one here,
Steve? Did you just retire from reading?
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Is this one here?
Yeah, do that one.
Okay.
Try not to mess up.
Gallons of wolf semen. Woman for male. 23. Central Hillside.
Why are they all 23?
Fake or otherwise, if it is you I'm looking for, you'll understand.
That's
solid statement at the end there.
You will understand.
What the fuck?
If you're the person with gallons of wolf semen, you'll understand this guy.
Wolf semen.
Darius?
Yes.
Why don't you read this one for us, buddy?
Where are we at here?
Right here, the one in the middle.
You dropped your Bible, and I saw your thong. Male for woman. I was walking down the sidewalk, and you, a very good-looking woman, from the backside, dropped what appeared to be the Holy Bible. Bent to pick it up, and no fault on my own. I saw your thonging. Wow.
Maybe God wanted that to happen.
Yeah. Who are we? Divine intervention.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I'd like you to read just that line.
I'm not Christian, but if we can stick to the basic Ten Commandments and leave the Pope out of it, I think we'll be okay.
The Pope does not have to come into this relationship.
That's good advice.
Once again, I got to say it. If you're out there and listening to this, you're like, what are you, crazy? I put something on a misconnection, and I connected with someone so wonderful. And you guys are still together, even if you're not, and you've sold her dresser because you think it's possessed by her. Come on the podcast, and let's talk about it. These are That's absolutely insanity. Pat, why don't you read this one? This tanning one in Deer Park. What does it say?
There's a picture.
Perfection's tanning, man for woman, Deer Park, like the water. First of all, let me start out by saying you are way too hot to be looking on this website. But anyways, you came in to get a new tanning membership, and you had the nicest toes I have ever seen.
We're back to that.
Is this the guy from the first podcast?
I know.
Oh, my God.
They looked so fresh and beautiful. Your body was amazing, nice and toit. I was going to cancel my membership, but I think I'll stick around with the possibility of seeing you again. If you do happen to read this, let me know what kind of pedicure you have, and we can go from there. Can't wait to see you or your toes again. I even snuck a pic. And there's a real creepy picture attached.
My God.
Describe that picture, pal. What are you looking at, buddy?
Like, it is just knees down in a girl wearing sandals with painted toes.
Why are people so creepy? Oh.
And that's what you get.
Why?
But, I mean, that's worth keeping a tanning membership for, I feel. And speaking of, she is pale as shit.
She's an Irish girl. Leave her alone. Okay, that's what we do. Missed connections. And these are all over, by the way. These are just the ones I pulled randomly. I think it's from a PerezHilton.com because I'm a huge fan of that guy.
aren't we all?
So we're going to do one more, and I'm going to have Pat read this one as well. This is pretty much the craziest one I've heard. Pat, I'd like you to read this in a real sexy voice, and I think when I play the podcast, I'm going to maybe put some nice music behind it.
You want to do it in Spanish?
This is like, I feel like this is going to be like Chef from South
Park. This is the worst one.
We shared a moment. Woman for man, 25, Minneapolis. We exchanged stares for about 2 hours, and after, we were both pretty well lit up and ended up in the bathroom. By that time, I had one too many Alabama slammers and projectile vomited out my nose onto your shoes. Being the nice guy you are, you handed me a bar napkin and said you still wanted some time alone together. We had awkward, sloppy sex for about 10 minutes. Then you bent me over the toilet paper dispenser to take me from behind when I farted. You went limp instantly and disappeared. I never caught your name, but you still have my panties. The bar was crowded and I couldn't find you again. Tell me what color panties I was wearing, and I'll send you my address to finish the job.
This is like Cinderella.
Wow.
This is the new age Cinderella.
What no, this is like Cinderfella.
What kind of Disney movies are you watching?
What website is that on? Like
DisneyPorn.com. You guys should go. It's amazing.
Those guys at Disney sure know how to draw a set of tits.
So instead of a slipper, they have their...
Yeah, they have the panties.
Panties with mostly vomit in them.
Yeah.
At this point.
10 minutes.
Missed connections. That's
so busted.
I feel like that was only a partially missed connection.
Yeah, yeah there was a connection.
There was, yeah. there was like 3/4 of a connection there.
Well, if you use the mail hanger.
Maybe that's why he left. He wanted to go home and train first.
He's like, yo, babe, I got 20 to 60 minutes. I got to hang my dick.
All right, we're going to finish this off with a very bachelor party hungover. Fact or fucked?
Fact or fucked?
Fact or fucked?
I can't wait to
Hopefully
play this
Darius
game.
Hopefully Darius does a little better this week.
And maybe he gets one this week.
I had Darius. Wouldn't that be nice if you got one?
Yeah. I'm going to start off with one and then just kill it after that.
Fact or fucked? Darius. New York. It is illegal to congregate in public with two or more people while each are wearing a mask or any face covering which disguises your identity. Fact or fucked?
I'm going to go fucked because of Times Square, what goes on down there.
Of course it's a fact.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Like I said, I start off hot with one.
All right. I don't want to answer. I want Darius to answer for me and then just take the opposite.
Okay. Pat slash Darius. In South Dakota, all churches must close after 11:30 p.m. Central Time / 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time.
Fact.
Fact or fucked?
Oh, then fucked.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Yeah! Oh, man, that's great.
Unbelievable.
Great. You can get them for someone else. But
did I get an award for getting all the answers wrong?
Steven.
Hey.
Indiana.
Indiana.
If any person has a puppet show, wire dancing, or tumbling act in the state of Indiana and receives money for it, they will be fined $3.
I hope my wire fighting team's ready.
I wanted to say fucked.
That is a fact.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I think it's like the first one I've missed.
That is a fact.
Hey, oh, welcome geez. To my streak.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you guys listening at home, Darius.
Oh, here we go.
Massachusetts. Shooting ranges may not set up targets that resemble human beings. Fact or fucked?
Let me drop the hammer on the on this.
For those of you listening at home, he actually was dropping the hammer.
Fact or fucked, Darius?
I'm going to go with fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah! Way to go, Darius. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
We spiked on that one.
So high. It's so worth it, though.
The streak ends.
Yeah.
Pat, New York. It is illegal to sell cat or dog hair. Fact or fucked?
I mean, I've been to New York, and I know I've definitely bought cat hair. I just don't know if what I was committing a crime or not. I'm going to go with fact.
That is a fact.
Nailed it.
That is a fact.
Two in a row.
Can we go three in a row?
Unbelievable.
Am I the new Darius?
Yeah, probably.
We can only hope.
I had to warm up.
Darius, I mean Steve, in Maryland, no citizen may swim, fornicate.
Wait, or, say that first one again?
No citizen may swim.
Because you said no to citizen.
No, no.
No citizen may swim, fornicate, or bathe in Bush River unless they obtain a permit to do so. Fact or fucked?
I feel like that's fucked because you shouldn't be able to fornicate in the river no matter what.
I heard this. Oh, go ahead.
Darius, what's your answer?
Oh, Darius on a roll.
Just out of pure curiosity, what's your answer?
I would have said fact on that.
Well, good job because it's fucked.
Yeah! Three in a row.
He's back.
Hey, we're on a roll here. Three in a row.
Last three. Let's finish this off with the last three here. Darius, in Mississippi. There is a museum that holds the world's largest shrimp. Fact or fucked?
Is it even a shrimp at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that like a
lobster? Are these shrimp on steroids?
It's an oxymoron, I can tell you that.
I'm going to say fact.
That's a fact.
Oh, damn!
Yes.
Shrimp. All right.
I'm going to put a hole in this wall again.
Can Pat go three for three?
Not a chance.
Iowa. Doctors who treat a person with gonorrhea must report this to the local board of health and include the disease's probable origin. Fact or fuck?
This is in Iowa.
Board of health or Iowa. Border health?
No, all around the border. They don't want that shit leaving Iowa.
This will be the last time I read on this podcast. The rest of the podcast will be in Braille.
I want to go with fact.
That is a fact.
Oh.
Three for three.
Nailed it.
Hey.
Proud of you.
Steven?
Hey.
In New York. Back to New York. Uh-huh. It is against the law to throw a ball at someone's head for fun.
Fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
But you can do it for malice?
Yeah. Oh, it's just, you know, it was for
no,
fun. It was
officer,
fun. You're arrested.
I swear it wasn't for fun. I wanted to kill
the
motherfucker.
I was trying to kill that guy.
I actually looked up the text on it, and it's insanity. Guys, that's it. We're wrapping this up.
Good times.
Podcast number three.
This is a good one. I feel like it was really good.
You were on your
phone. It was
phone.
Contemporary.
five minutes.
I give it a 6 out of 10. We can do better.
I'd say 7 out of 10.
Solid. If we're talking about the reading, yeah, definitely 6 out of 10.
This is it, guys. We're pushing it out. Hopefully, I'll cut enough out to make us funny. Guys, you can find us at weekendsuperheroes.com, facebook.com/weekendsuperheroes, twitter.com/WKNDUSuperheroes.com. You'll find us on
there's
Stitcher.
Not actually a .com on the end of the Twitter.
Looks like I'll cut that out. Thanks, Steve.
It's actually
twitter.com/WKNDUSuperheroes/.net.org/.
You'll find us on Stitcher. You'll find us on Google Play or Google Music, whatever the hell they're calling it now. But it's episode 3, so we're pushing
iTunes.
It out there. You guys want to say goodbye?
Should we say
Darius, you want to say goodbye
iTunes?
To everybody?
You forgot this iTunes.
You forgot iTunes.
And iTunes. Darius, you want to say goodbye?
You forgot another app. No, I'm just kidding. this is a very good episode, I have to say. I don't think we're going to have to redo this one. So
it's iffy.
Yeah. I mean, you're reading. Other than that, it was pretty good.
You're going to say goodbye to your ladies out there?
Yeah, bye, ladies.
Oh, there it was.
Well, you want me to follow that shit?
Pat, what'd you learn today? Can you tell me what you learned?
That you don't read very well.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
If the whole Weekend Superheroes title doesn't work out, we call this a reading from the Book of Sean.
Steve, anyone you want to say goodbye to out there? Somebody special? Somebody may have lost in the past couple minutes
or
so?
I want to say goodbye to me.
Oh, there we go.
Because I like myself and I'm happy.
We're going
myself.
After this episode.
We are going to the bar. And if you want to find us, that's where we'll be. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe. See you back here. And always remember, podcast responsibly.